Operators of the Obuasi mines, AngloGold Ashanti, have decided to hand over portions of the gold mines to government to utilize. The decision has come as a surprise to some experts and stakeholders. Radio Ghana's George Ankra caught up with the General Secretary of the Mine Workers Union, William Prince Ankra, if that is the best way to go. He said it depends on the way government will maximize the site.
The country will have to protect industries that are doing some job to save the country from the import bill. And if the minister has come out to say,
there's a conversation that started a while ago between the ministry and also the Obuasi mine owners, that AngloGold Ashanti, and the idea was to ensure that a portion of their asset that isn't in need for use could be given back to the state with a view to establishing some economic enclave, in other words, infrastructure and other governmental agenda. If that's what it's seeking to achieve, that's fine. By giving the environmental mess that would confront us already, and then the father will still struggle to deal with it. If the ideas wouldn't get allowed the Galamse to do things illegally, then may God bless them. I don't think that any mature government will go that route. So let's say the word of the minister and the government has shown good faith that, look, we can allow this, but then it's not, we don't have a need for it now, and it doesn't fall within the underground concession. The trend now is that as we speak, the Obuasi mine is still under siege by the Galamse. I mean, the reality being that, you know, apart from on the fact that we need a long-term solution by law that will restrain anybody from doing anything on top. As long as we've not done that, we need to ensure that we have the school agencies being there to make sure that nobody will come down with that major asset. That's a major future for the nation, you know. So it's really an issue that we'll grab on, you know, over the next few days that as well we dealt with. And I'm happy that they've entered into this arrangement, but I believe that these sort of concessions that have been given back to the state wouldn't have any political lens. Well, obviously, out of electionary populism, you know, we end up allowing the illegal miners to get there and do their own, create all the environmental mess, only to find money to go and really repair those mess, you know. So I believe that actually it's a good faith approach. Let's see how government will obviously use the land that have been given back for a better use.
Mr. Ankra, what do you think government can do to maximize this land that is going to be given out? Has it been tested to see whether there's gold deposit in that part of the land they are returning to government?
Well, I'm sure that eventually, I don't know the exact place, but what is happening that well, there's a difference between a mine that has been really surveyed in terms of the geology and having a geological data that say that it's got proven reserves, and for that matter, you could mine it economically. I'm not clear as to the kind of area that have been given out, so I cannot really comment on that. But if that got a commercial sort of value of that nature, what that means is that if, for instance, government has an idea that AGC or AngloGold Ashanti had done some good work there, and for that matter, the data depict that, look, if they are so much proving all reserve that is economically good to mine, and they want to give out to any prospective investor, it gives government an opportunity to argue for a higher initial stake, because if you have a mine that has got some detailed bankable document in terms of exploration and also the data for your all reserve base, which is proven, then it means that any new company will not spend so much money for initial due diligence, you know. So you can leverage on that and make sure that you will up your initial stake beyond the 10% that is a golden share, you know.
On the suggestion to legalize Galamsey operators to mine some of the portions, Mr. Ankra said the decision makes sense if it is done properly for stakeholders to pay due taxes and protect the environment.
Well, it makes sense. Along the line that a nation struggling to create jobs, you have to ensure that, well, this is done with the commercial lens, and also making sure that it augments, you know, your gold production basis, and also ensure that appropriate taxes and other things get paid. If it's going to be done with the same, for want of a word, that sort of haphazard, unprofessional approach, I'm afraid we worsen our environmental plight. So it's really a question of how do we do it. Quite recently, I hear the ministry had a policy direction and all this. Let's see how, beyond the rhetoric, things get done in a way that we can apply the brakes so that people don't do things unethically. It's about ethical aspects of doing things, and we can all mutually coexist. So it's all boiled down to if the law seeks to really ensure that now, for instance, illegal mining operations have been criminalized. So The reality is that if you are caught in doing illegal mine operation, known as galamsey, obviously the law will have a hold on you. If we can do that, that's fine. Then you allow the artisanal mine that obviously the law permits to operate. You know, so you draw a bit of tension between the traditional galamseys and the small-scale artisanal mining operations that in effect go to enhance our pest and make sure that we'll grow the national pest. You know, so for me, it's really a question of how well we'll do it. But if it's going to be done, what we'll see in the past, and we'll be onlookers where water bodies are measured for fine money to treat water to a large to extent that it costs them some considerable good money, and the fact that spending money on diseases that are waterborne, that on the field, so we impact heavily on our already ailing economy. Then obviously we are in a mess. But let me hope that where the right thing has been done, haven't learned our lesson.
Mr. Ankra also commented on some gold which some Indians were alleged to be trying to smuggle out.
Well, I'm sure it was not stolen per se, but they weren't as smart the system and do the shipment. I think in connivance with some sort of Ghanaian company. Well, that's why we have good security agencies, and they did very well. Got hold on them at the airport. You know, what that means is that we have procedural loopholes, you know, so it's only fair that we go by the drawing board and see what has gone wrong, then we can really correct that mess. For me, that's the way to go. And as long as you tighten all the loopholes, at least you ensure that people who are unscrupulous and wanting to outsmart our system, you know, can't just get away with that.